Welcome to the second episode of the 404 Era podcast, where we interview graduating artists completing their bachelor's degree in art and art history at the University of Toronto, Mississauga, and Sheridan College. I'm your host, Veronica Spiljack, and today I'm here with graduating artist Layla Zaid. Before we start, I would like to introduce what the first theme called Refresh URL listed in the title of this episode means in the context of the 404 Era exhibition and its correlation to Layla Zaid's work. Refresh URL refers to an error that may have occurred in the page if the page wasn't loaded correctly. In other words, it indicates a rest, a pause, or a reflection, which can be seen in Layla's work titled Awake 2020.
Welcome, Layla Zaid. Hi, Layla. How are you?
Hey, I'm very well. Thank you.
Great. Can you tell us a little bit about yourself, what degree you're completing, who you are as a practicing artist, what you had for breakfast?
Breakfast. Don't think I did that one yet. I should probably work on that. I love to take photographs. I think that's my favorite thing to do. That's definitely where my art practice is. I did the art and art history program at U of T. I completed the specialist and I focused more in, I did design for a while, but I focused more on photography and like printmaking. And I think I really like what I learned from school was that I really love like analog photography. I really gravitate to like film a lot more than digital because I feel like it just like captures the moment more than anything mm-hmm. at this time.
And I noticed that you use analog photography in your work, Awake 2020. Mm-hmm. So I guess on that note, can you tell us about your work that you submitted for the
graduate? Ooh. Yeah, for sure. So there were so many things that I wanted to do, but I think when it really like came down to it, I was like, what do I really take pictures of and why do I take them, to be honest? And with me, like, there's not really a specific like theme that I go with. It's more like what I feel at the time. And with these pictures, I was kind of just like hanging out downtown. I was just like taking pictures and it was like whatever was inspiring me at the time. And like when I was coming to submit photos, it kind of, the feeling of these pictures kind of were the same as what I felt. And these pictures, I went specifically to see the billboard image, the one in the middle. And it was inspired by this artist that I listened to. He's from Toronto, actually, Mustafa the poet. And the billboard says, it's a picture of his mother and it's her eyes. And it says, I think it says, just know that I care, I'll always care, and I'll be awake. Basically, he's talking about like, wow, just kind of being like guiding eyes like over the city, because that's kind of what the billboard was kind of be, just like having your mother's eyes just watching over you and just being like, beautiful. Just having like kind of just like a guidance over like everything. And I just like love that picture. So I kind of went to that area specifically for that. And like the other pictures happened the same night, but in different sections of the city. And I felt like they just like felt like, I don't know, unified in a way, like just like dark and light at the same time. I don't know, something like that.
That is so beautiful. Wow. Looking at your artist bio and your artist statements, and you normally like to turn to photography or I guess just taking digital images, mm-hmm. what influenced you to turn to photography as your main source of medium? Have you ever worked in that field in the past, or is that something recently?
Oh no, for sure. Like my dad got me into photography like when I was like really, really little. Like he loves taking photos, and like I have like his like family in Egypt, like they all like take a lot of pictures. They're like, I don't know, they're all really about cameras and like film and stuff. But like I got my first camera when I was like 9 or 10. But I used to always just take it to school, and then like I'd be like not allowed to take it to school. I would like hide in my backpack. I would take pictures of my friends. Like mm-hmm. I just always like documenting things because like I don't know, life is so vivid, and I always just wanted to like have like capture those moments all the time. And then I moved around like the 8th grade, so I always wanted to like just like remember things all the time. So mm-hmm. I always had like pictures, like taking pictures. And then as I grew, I just like, I don't know, the love just grew, and I just learned more and like developed into analog and just got to where it is, really.
So you mentioned living in this vivid moment, and I noticed that in your statement you talked about how your photographs kind of forces our senses as the audience to kind of stop and stare when we look at them, right? So why do you think that moment, or I guess the beauty of the mundane, why is that aspect so important to you? And is that something you're still investigating and you want to continue investigating in your future works?
Yeah. I feel like life is so hectic all the time. Like so much is going on all the time around us. And like, we really don't stop to appreciate like what we really have. Like we're honestly so blessed all the time. Like even if you, I don't know, even if you're going through the worst, like realistically, like there's so much to be happy about. And I feel like with photography, like you kind of just, you can look at it, you can see it in your head. And like, I'm very like a visual learner. Like if I don't see it, if I don't do it physically with my hands, like it doesn't really process for me. So if I'm not taking pictures of my friends, if I'm not taking pictures of like the sun, like, or whatever it is that's making me happy that day, I'm just like, oh, I can like look back on the day and be like, what was good about this day? I literally have visual like reminder journal, kind of. It's more like a visual journal of like what made this day great. It was this, this, and this. Even if it's like a rabbit. I seen a rabbit this morning, actually. I was like, sick. Wow. Like just stuff like that.
So that's kind of like you're using, I guess, like photography as like a way, and just like your, the way you filtered the videos, the photographs, and kind of just like how, in a way ethereal they look, that it's kind of like a visual, I guess, journal of you just documenting your life, then kind of documenting like the beauty in those things, I guess, right?
Yeah, for sure. I think that's like more than anything what I use photography for. Like I always try to write, but like I don't know, sometimes it's hard to put words to things, and I feel like photography, like you don't have to say anything, the picture just kind of tells you how you feel, you know. Mm-hmm. Like I don't even know how I feel, like those pictures, like they are edited, but not really. I like to keep it pretty raw, to be honest. I don't do much to my photos.
Oh, those are raw. Like,
they actually, I think they are. I think I sent you guys the raw ones. Cause like, I like only tweak like brightness and color. Like if something's bad about, if the picture isn't like technically correct, I'll fix it. Like if it's blown out or something, but like, I don't fix images. I don't really do a lot of editing. I like it to be like really how it is, like how I saw it. But with film, like you don't really know what you're gonna get, like to be honest, like, like it didn't look like that, but the film, like it's an 800 ISO film, and then like my camera itself is an old camera, so I get like some sort of flares and like color shifts, like
they but look like beautiful,
like, exactly, like the pictures like turn out good enough, like I don't have to do anything to them, like it's really just like whatever your concept is, whatever your composition, the camera will do the worst of the work as long as you like you know what you're framing it at.
Were these images taken in photo 3 or photo 4?
No, I was taking like a couple weeks ago, like a month ago maybe.
Oh
yeah.
Wow. So it was kind I take of pictures like more all your own time.
Oh yeah. Oh, I took pictures, like, yes, I take pictures every day, like for sure. Yeah. All the time.
Wow. That's amazing. Do you still see yourself documenting these photos, or do you picture, like, what are your future projects, I guess, that you're thinking, or current projects that you're working on? Does it involve photography, or integrating other aspects?
Oh, for sure involving photography. Future, current, with me, like, I really need to put deadlines for myself. That's my major thing. I just created like a photo book for school. Wow. It was fun. I really enjoyed it, but I really just want to like one up myself. Like I want to like really like invest and like make a real like body of work with everything, because I take so many pictures. Like it's so bad. Like it's a lot. Like film photos, digital photos, like I'm constantly like just like making things. So I really just like, my biggest goal for myself is to make a like a photo book or a body of work that really like represents me, because like I feel like this book did represent me, but like I felt like, I don't know, there was something missing. So I just want to keep making pictures.
Why do you normally like to use analog photography? I guess, is that something that you're more comfortable with, or do you experiment with like DSLR cameras or point and shoot, things like that? Or are there other mediums for digital like photo making that you're interested in right now, that you're curious about? Like,
yeah, for sure. I love to experiment. That's my favorite thing. I always have like a DSLR on me. Like I always have, like I have like a couple analogs and a couple, like I'll just keep them on, because the thing is with analog, like you have to know what you're taking a picture of. You only get 32 shots or 36, whatever amounts in your roll. So like you don't really want to waste them, you know, like you have to take them pretty seriously. But I do use like I don't really value each one. Like I'll take two pictures of the same thing if I want it to be like what it is. But I always have my phone. I use my phone a lot. Like even if like if I don't have a DSLR on me, I'll take the picture on my phone first, see if I actually like what I'm taking a picture of. And then if I'm like committed to it on my phone, I'll be like, okay, maybe it's worth taking the shot on my analog. Oh. And the thing is with me, because like I've been doing medium format recently. Like I took one from school and I've been loving it. But the thing is with my analog cameras, they're all my dad's old cameras, right? So when you have like old cameras, like old film cameras, like maybe this is just my experience, but like each one feels different. Like the texture of the image is different. Like, so if I take a picture on my Canon, I'll get like a lot of lens flares sometimes, like, and the color will shift and I'll get like weird, like spots in the images and like the colors are very vibrant. And then if I take the Minolta, I know it's a different feeling. But I think I gravitate toward analog more because I just think the texture and stuff like that, I just feel like it feels more like this. Yeah, like the process is like even like the slow down, just like kind of like appreciating every moment, it kind of just goes with it. But like with the digital, like I'm given too much room to like think. I don't like to think too much. Like I mean I think so much that I don't like to think, like, you know what I mean? Like I'm constantly overthinking that. Like with digital, like I have an SD card, I can go on forever. Like I'll literally overthink an image, I'll take it 20 times because I can. But with the analog, you can take it once, maybe you could take it twice, you can't take it a million times because you'll run out. Like, you know, you can't overthink. Like, you have to trust yourself with analog. So and I feel like,
No. I was going to say, so it's kind of like, you kind of have just like one shot at like making a good photo.
Yeah. With like analog. It's more just like trusting like what you think is going to be a good shot. Cause most of the time when I think it's going to be a good shot, like I'll take it with the analog and you have to wait, you'll wait a couple of days. Like whenever I go down, like to go get it developed. And then I'm like, wait, it was a good shot. Like, you'll just be thinking about it in your head. You'll see the composition. Surprise. I'm just like, I hope it's good. I hope it's good. But yeah. Like when you take the digital, you'll see it on the back of your thing and you'll start critiquing yourself immediately. And I'm just like, that's not good. Like, and then you'll try to perfect the image and there's no such thing as a perfect image. And like, I think that's what I really want to like get past with my photography. Like, that's why like I think analog like helps me with that. Cause like it keeps it imperfect. Like it keeps it like, it's just the moment, like how I saw it, how I felt in that moment. Like with the digital, like I'm always going to take a second or third or fourth, which is not the best.
And sometimes analog can capture something, like whether it's like a grainy texture or like what you said, like a flare or like a glare from any kind of light source.
It really has a different feeling like altogether. Like digital is just too real to me. Like, I don't know if that makes sense, but it's just too.
Can you talk about that more? Like, why
it's too real? I just can't look at it. Like, it's, I don't want to say it's scary, but like
I'm very interested. Like, why
it's like I can look at a picture and I can like, it makes me feel uncomfortable sometimes. Like if I look at a portrait and it's taking like digitally, like especially like, I don't know, some like, I don't really get my picture taken ever, like, right? So I got my picture taken like recently and I was like so stressed by it. I was like, I can see everything, but like you can't see everything in an analog image too. But like,
was it kind of like imposter syndrome? Kind of like,
for sure, yeah, for sure. Like I
completely relate.
I was like, I'm not supposed to be here. Looking at this lens, I was like, I'm supposed to be you. You're supposed. I was getting my grad picture taken. I was like, this is horrible feeling.
Oh my god, yeah. I still have to get mine.
Yeah, no, and then, like my dad will take pictures of me on his phone. I'm just like, I look at the picture. I'm like, this is not how it looks like right now. Like, because I feel like, digital is just capturing colors and light, like what you're seeing, right? And I feel like with analog, it kind of creates like an atmosphere, like where it kind of puts you in a bubble, like, right? It's like, where was this? Like, you don't really know. Like, I don't know. The feeling is just different.
It's like a weird,
indescribable.
Yeah, for sure. That's an interesting. Like, I was very curious about your take on that, like about DSLR and just like the reality of. How realistic it can be, and how terrifying.
Don't get me wrong, I do use it, but I don't prefer it. Like, I don't prefer it at all. Like, it's just easier sometimes because, like, you can just put an SD card and take the SD card anywhere. But like,
very interesting.
Yeah. I don't like it. I don't like it. I'm just like thinking of some pictures that I've taken on DSLR recently. I'm like, they're not as good. They don't feel like me. They don't feel like my style.
Mm-hmm. Very very peculiar. Like, I never thought about it like that. So I guess, like, maybe what is the best piece of advice that kind of changed your view as a photographer, as an artist, or I guess kind of like was a pivotal moment when making these images? It can be from anyone, like a prof or friend, family member, anything that really spoke to you.
I don't know, two things came to mind, but I think it was the first one that came to mind first. It wasn't even photography advice. It's really just don't overthink, because that's really just what ruins everything. Like, just like the second guessing yourself, once you're questioned something that you intentionally, you intentionally made the decision to do, you've lost right there. So I think as long as you trust your first instinct, you're usually pretty solid. And then later on, I guess the second thing that came to my mind, it was just my dad saying, you'll get a good one, you know, like, as long as you're taking pictures, the more you take pictures, the better you'll get. You'll just practice.
I makes perfect. That.
Like,
all the time.
Like, he's like, the whenever I go take pictures, he's like, let me see, what'd you take? Let me see.
He's like, what'd you do? That.
I like always go out, take the sunset or whatever. He's like, let me see. He's like, show me. I'm like, all right. And he's like showing me his pictures all the time, like on his phone. Like, we just share pictures all the time.
So. Is he the first person that you show your images to? I'm assuming.
Like, if he asks, for sure. Like, I think I take so many pictures that there's no, like, like, my phone is constantly snapping pictures, but he'll always show me, like, every, like, once in a while, like, once a week or something, we'll sit down and be like, what you doing? Like, you know, just go through some nature shots, or, like, I don't know, if I actually went out to do something specific, he'll sit down with me, you know, like, go through some pictures, and he'll start editing them, and I'm just like, Dad, I don't edit like that. He's like, he, like, loves his black and white. I'm just like, all right, chill. So, like, do that. But, yeah.
Oh, that's amazing. And the beautiful, beautiful life quotes and pieces of advice. So I guess before we end off this episode, do you have any plans after you graduate or anything that you want to do when COVID ends?
When COVID ends? So really, I just love to make pictures, right? So, and with me, like, I just get in the car and I just drive and I, like, find a cool location. I'll, like, look on the map, look for some water, like, a park, and I'll just go to it. So, like, I just love to, like, travel and, like, see new things. So, like, I don't know, like, I was thinking about, like, I don't know, reallocating, like, you know, do some, you know, MTLs, see what's going on over there, like, try to take pictures of, like, new locations, maybe cross the pond, you know. But COVID is so hectic, like, I just want to take, like, there's just so many things that I want to take pictures of, because I used to travel a lot, but I used to take them digitally, and I have all these pictures of, like, but the thing is, actually, it's actually funny, because I found this old Nikon, like, the first camera that I had, and I remember it was, like, a 12 megapixel, and I found all these pictures from when I was in Spain, and I was, like, 10, and, like, they're so grainy, and, like, such bad quality that they reminded me of, like, analog film, and I was, like, these pictures are incredible. But then later on, when I got a better camera, I was, like taking pictures of, like, wildlife or whatever, and they were so crisp, and I was like, I don't like them as much. So I would really like to, like, recreate, or, like, maybe just go to some of these places that I've been and, like, create pictures, like, that I'm actually, like, maybe more proud of, or, like, I can, like, more that are with my style today. I just love making pictures, so as long as I'm making things, that's the only goal, really.
So I guess, like, one thing that you talked about was taking pictures across the ponds, you know, going to different places. But I guess in the context of COVID, how has COVID affected the way you you take images now? Like, how has that accommodations, or, like, how have you tried to adapt to
COVID
when taking, you know, doing photography?
I don't know, because I'm not gonna lie, like, I have a very big family. Like, my cousins are, like, you know, like we stay pretty close, so I'm we do the whole isolation thing, but I do, like, because I take pictures of people a lot, as well as, like nature, but I do see myself taking a lot more nature pictures, but, like, I've always done that. But I guess my, like, instead of friends, it's more family, but, like, I don't know. I don't think COVID has really affected my photography. Maybe I take a lot more pictures now, to be honest.
Oh,
interesting. Because yeah, more times I would be like just hanging out all the time, but now just go to a park every day. Like I literally go to a park every day. I was at a park yesterday. I'm going to a park today. I'm just like constantly like just hanging out, like trying to have some fresh air. So I'll always have a camera in the car. Maybe I'll take it more. I think it's definitely made me take more analog because my camera was broken for a while and I fixed it at the beginning of COVID. So I was very happy about that. And it's definitely, I'm just like, finally, like I've just been like taking a lot more pictures.
That's great. That's so great to hear. That's awesome.
It's been good.
That's great. I guess that calls the end of this episode. Thank you so much, Layla, for joining us onto this podcast, 404 Error. It was so lovely meeting you and hearing about your practice and your future aspirations after you graduate. Thank you so much for joining us.
Tune into 404 Error's next episode where we will feature guest artists Sam Hill and Gabrielle Diaz. Thank you so much for listening.